Richard Satchwell has been given the mandatory life sentence after his conviction for the murder of his wife, Tina. This morning, members of her family gave victim impact assessments and statements to the court. Tina's sister, Lorraine Howard, said the family had been through the ultimate hell. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, was in court again today. Orla, will you bring us through what the family have been saying?
Well, the family very deliberately, Rachel, used Tina Dingovan's maiden name, used the name Tina Dingovan, not Tina Satchwell. And firstly, her niece, Sarah Howard, spoke. She said she couldn't comprehend how someone who had claimed to love Tina so much could do something so cruel. She said she missed Tina every day and she was sad to think of all the things her aunt had missed, including, for example, going shopping with her for wedding dresses, seeing her baby daughter being born. She said Tina wasn't violent but was caring, gentle and loyal to those she loved, and having her name tarnished in court was very difficult. And she spoke about part of the evidence in which we've heard that Tina's body was put in a chest freezer, which several days later Satchwell had then offered to Sarah Howard. And she said she was horrified to think she could have taken this freezer into her family home and used it. And she asked what kind of a person would do that. And she asked the judge to consider not just the crime committed by Satchwell, but that cruelty, deception and false hope that he had created, that Tina might one day turn up. And she said the murder had left a permanent hole in their lives. Now, next to speak was Tina Dingovan's sister, Lorraine Howard, and she spoke about how they had grown up together as children all the time they spent together in Fermoy. She said Tina had a soft and loving soul, that she always loved animals. She hated to see any animal neglected or in pain. They would frequently bring stray animals to the vet and the vet could never resist them when they turned up with stray animals. And she spoke about the fact that her interest in fashion had been portrayed in a negative way in the trial. But she said everyone had interests and Tina's was fashion. She didn't drink, she didn't go out. Fashion was her escape. Now, the trial heard that Lorraine Howard and Tina had fallen out and she said she didn't want to go over the reasons for that again, but she knew that they would have made up and they would have become best friends again, but Richard Satchwell had stolen that chance from them. And she also spoke about the fact that he had isolated Tina and alienated her from her many friends. He'd pushed the narrative that she was a violent and coercive-natured woman, and she said that couldn't be further from the truth, but the family were thankful that the jury had seen through Satchwell's lies. Now, she also spoke about the way that Tina had been buried. She said she had nightmares thinking about this, about what her sister had gone through, about the way she was buried. And she said no sentence could ever be enough for the monster who took her. She spoke about the fact that he had spread rubble from the grave that he had dug around the special places, including the place that he had proposed to Tina. And that Ms. Howard also said that he had treated the body of their dog, Heidi, with more respect than the remains of Tina. She said he wanted her where he could still have the ultimate control in his home under the stairs. She said he was a master manipulator. He'd manipulated them for years, and having taken Tina's life, he didn't even have the decency to give her family her body and let them mourn her death. He had put them through the ultimate hell, she said, and they would never forgive him. And after that, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott imposed a mandatory life sentence on Satchwell.
What else did the court hear this morning, Orla?
The court heard firstly from Garda David Kelleher. He said that Satchwell had 14 previous convictions between 1999 and 2004. These included convictions for larceny from a shop, theft. There was a public order offence. There were some road traffic offences, having a fraudulent tax disc and using cheques belonging to an employer for which he was originally sentenced to 1 month in jail, which I think was then suspended on appeal. His defence counsel, Brendan Grehan, stood up briefly to say that his client had instructed him to say three things to the court. Firstly, that he intended to appeal his conviction for murder, that he insisted that he never intended to kill Tina, and thirdly, that despite anything said in the trial, she was a lovely person. Now, we heard during the almost 5 week long trial that Satchwell killed his wife in 2017, but that her body was not discovered until October 2023 after a new Garda team had taken over the investigation. And members of that team, who were led by Superintendent Amory Toomey, gave a short statement to the media outside court following the sentence hearing.
We are thankful that this investigation has provided answers and a sense of justice for Tina's family and the wider community. While no resolution can erase the pain of loss, we sincerely hope that the conclusion of this case brings some measure of comfort to Tina's family. We extend our deepest gratitude to the witnesses in this case and all of those who assisted us throughout the investigation. Your assistance formed an essential part of the journey. We would like to acknowledge the support of the wider community, especially those in Fermoy and Youghal. Finally, we, the investigation team, are happy that justice has been served for Tina.
And that was Superintendent Anne-Marie Toomey ending that report from our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell.